Welcome back, everyone. You know, we took a deep dive into those big three red wines, and now, well, we're switching gears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, time to explore the world of white wines.
Right.
And,
This should be fun.
you know, I think there's no better place to start than with the most popular one on the planet,
Okay.
Chardonnay.
It's a good one, Chardonnay.
It is. It really is.
It really is kind of the rock star of white wines.
Yeah, for sure.
In 2010, it became the most planted white grape variety
Globally.
globally, that's right.
Wow, that's a huge leap. I mean, considering it wasn't even in the top 30 back in 1990.
I know, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So it's clearly popular, but where is all this Chardonnay coming from? I mean, does it have a particular like home, you know, like those big reds we talked about?
Well, that's what's so fascinating about Chardonnay. It
Yeah.
doesn't have like a single origin story.
Right.
It's planted in almost every major wine-producing country.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere from France and Italy to Australia and Chile. And get this, even though it's not actually native to most of those
So
places.
it's almost like a global citizen of the wine world.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And it's thrived in this role thanks to its adaptability.
Okay.
Which brings us to a key concept in wine,
Okay.
terroir.
Terroir, yes.
Basically, the idea that environmental factors like soil, climate, the lay of the land,
Right.
all contribute to a wine's unique personality.
Ah, terroir, the magic ingredient, right.
Precisely.
Okay.
And Chardonnay is like a chameleon taking on the characteristics of its terroir
Really?
beautifully.
Wow.
So that means that a Chardonnay grown in a cool, breezy climate, like in Chablis, France,
Right.
is going to taste very different from one grown in the warm, sunny vineyards of, say, California.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so now we're talking about the stuff that really matters, taste.
That's right.
So what can you tell us about the different flavors that we can expect when we're sipping a Chardonnay? I mean, what should we be looking for?
Okay, so let's imagine you're walking along a cool, windy coastline.
Okay.
You can smell the salty air, and you feel a spray of ocean mist, maybe taste a hint of lemon in the air.
I like where this is going.
That's similar to what you might experience with a Chardonnay from a cooler climate.
Interesting.
Think bright citrus fruit, like lemon and grapefruit,
Okay.
crisp green apple, delicate white flowers, and even a flinty minerality.
I can practically feel the sea breeze just thinking about it.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Now picture yourself in a sun-drenched orchard surrounded by ripe peaches and nectarines, maybe even some exotic mangoes.
Okay.
That's the feeling you get from a Chardonnay grown in a warmer climate.
Okay.
You'll get those ripe stone fruit flavors,
Okay.
tropical hints of pineapple and mango, and often a lovely buttery or creamy texture.
Okay, so that's two very different but equally appealing experiences.
That's right.
I mean, how does a grape from the same family produce such different flavors?
Well, climate plays a huge role, but so
Sure.
does winemaking. For instance, aging Chardonnay in oak barrels can significantly impact its flavor profile.
Right, oak aging. We talked a lot about that with the big red. So, how does it work its magic on Chardonnay?
Well, think of an oak barrel, like a spice rack filled with compounds that add complexity and depth to the wine.
Okay.
For example, oak lactones contribute to those warm, inviting aromas of coconut and vanilla.
Ah, so that's where those delicious vanilla notes come from.
Exactly. And then you have vanillin,
Okay.
another compound found in oak that adds a subtle sweetness and spice.
Oh, wow.
It's like a sprinkle of cinnamon on top of a warm apple pie.
Yeah, I'm starting to see how much goes into creating the final character of a Chardonnay.
It's a lot,
It is.
and we're just getting started.
I know. Yeah.
But it is important to remember that the level of oak influence can vary greatly.
Okay.
It all depends on the type of oak used,
Right.
how the barrels are toasted, and how long the wine ages in them.
Right.
Some winemakers opt for a subtle touch of oak,
Okay.
while others go for a more pronounced oaky flavor.
Oh, interesting. So even within the world of oak aging, there's a whole spectrum of possibilities.
Absolutely, and that's part of what makes exploring Chardonnay so exciting.
That
There's a style for every palate and occasion.
I'm definitely getting thirsty for a Chardonnay tasting after this conversation.
Okay.
But before we uncork a bottle, I'm curious to learn more about how those oaky flavors develop during the aging process.
That's a great question. It's a fascinating interaction between the wine and the wood, and we can dive deeper into that in the next part of our Chardonnay deep dive.
Sounds like a plan. Let's take
Yeah.
a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far.
Okay.
Chardonnay, it's a true global phenomenon,
It is.
adapting beautifully to different terroirs
Yeah.
and producing a captivating range of flavors.
That's right.
from, zesty citrus and crisp apple to luscious stone fruit and buttery richness.
All of it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This deep dive is already making me appreciate Chardonnay in a whole new light.
Good.
I can't wait to uncover even more of its secrets in our next segment.
I can't wait.
So we were just talking about how oak aging can transform the flavor of Chardonnay,
Yeah.
adding those warm, inviting notes of vanilla and spice.
That's right.
Almost like the winemakers adding their own secret ingredient.
It's true. The choice of oak for aging Chardonnay is a big decision.
Oh, really?
Different types of oak can impart different flavors to the wine.
So it's not just about deciding to use oak, it's about choosing the right type of oak.
Exactly. American oak, for instance, is known for giving those bolder flavors of vanilla and coconut, while French oak tends to be more subtle and elegant. It's like choosing between a robust vanilla extract and a delicate vanilla bean.
I love that comparison. So it's about matching the oak to the style of Chardonnay the winemaker is going for.
Precisely, and it doesn't stop there. The toasting level of the barrel also plays a crucial role. Toasting refers to how much the inside of the barrel is charred over a fire. A light toast adds subtle oak nuances, while a heavy toast brings out more intense smoky and spicy notes.
So it's like choosing between a gentle roast and a char-grilled flavor.
You're getting it, and then, of course, there's the length of time the wine spends in the barrel. The longer it ages, the more pronounced those oaky flavors become. It's like steeping a tea bag. The longer you steep it, the stronger the flavor.
Makes sense. This whole process sounds incredibly intricate.
It
I mean,
is.
there are so many factors that influence the final taste of the wine.
It's true. Making wine is a delicate dance between science and art. The winemaker is like a conductor, orchestrating all these elements to create a harmonious symphony of flavors.
Speaking of flavors, we've talked a lot about oak's influence,
Yeah.
but are there other winemaking techniques that can impact how a Chardonnay tastes?
Absolutely. One technique you often hear about with Chardonnay is malolactic fermentation.
Now, refresh my memory. What exactly is malolactic fermentation?
It's a secondary fermentation process that can soften a wine's acidity and add complexity. Think of it like this. A tart green apple has malic acid, which gives it that sharp bite. Malolactic fermentation converts that malic acid into lactic acid, which is softer and creamier, like what you find in yogurt.
So it's like swapping a green apple for a smooth yogurt. That
Exactly.
makes sense.
And this process can add a beautiful creamy texture and buttery notes to Chardonnay, especially when combined with oak aging.
It seems like winemaking is all about finding the right balance of flavors and textures.
It is, and that's what makes it so fascinating. It's about making deliberate choices at every stage to create the desired style of wine.
So even though we're talking about one grape variety, Chardonnay,
Yeah.
there's a vast spectrum of styles and flavors out there.
That's what makes exploring Chardonnay so exciting.
I bet.
It's a journey of discovery. You can find everything from lean, mineral-driven Chardonnays to rich, buttery ones, and everything in between.
This conversation has definitely sparked my curiosity to go on a Chardonnay adventure.
Good.
But before we wrap up, I have one more question.
Okay.
We talked about how Chardonnay grows all over the world.
Right.
Are there certain regions that are particularly renowned for their Chardonnay?
That's a great question and a perfect segue into the next part of our deep dive. Some regions have become synonymous with exceptional Chardonnay, each with its own unique expression of this versatile grape. Let's take a short pause, and then we'll explore some of these iconic Chardonnay regions.
Okay, so we've covered so much ground already, Chardonnay's global dominance to the intricate dance of winemaking techniques.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Now I'm really curious to hear about those iconic Chardonnay regions that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Where should we start our Chardonnay adventure?
Well, if we're talking about Chardonnay, we have to talk about Burgundy.
Rounding. Okay.
It's considered the spiritual home of Chardonnay.
Okay.
And for good reason, Burgundy produces some of the most sought-after and age-worthy Chardonnay in the world.
Burgundy. That name definitely carries a lot of weight in the wine world. So, what makes their Chardonnays so special?
It all comes down to that magical combination of terroir and tradition. Burgundy has these incredible limestone-rich soils and a cool climate that create ideal conditions for Chardonnay to develop complexity and finesse.
So we're talking about wines that can evolve and develop new layers of flavor over time.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And within Burgundy, there are specific villages that have become synonymous with outstanding Chardonnay.
Okay, like what?
Well, for example, Chablis.
Chablis, okay.
Is known for its steely, mineral-driven Chardonnays.
Right.
That are perfect with seafood.
Chablis, I've heard that name before, so it sounds like a great place to start exploring Burgundian Chardonnay.
It is.
Okay.
And then you have regions like Côte de Beaune.
Côte de Beaune, okay.
Which produces richer, more opulent Chardonnays that are often characterized by notes of hazelnut, honey, and ripe pear.
Oh, wow. Those flavors sound incredible. It's amazing how different expressions of Chardonnay can emerge from the same country, even within the same region.
It really highlights the importance of terroir.
Right.
But Burgundy isn't the only place producing world-class Chardonnay.
Right.
Let's hop across the globe to California.
California, that's where we get those sun-kissed, fruit-forward Chardonnays, right?
You got it.
Okay.
California has a warmer climate and a diverse range of soils,
yeah,
which results in Chardonnays with ripe fruit flavors,
yeah,
fuller bodies, and often a noticeable influence of oak aging.
Okay.
Think juicy peaches, tropical mangoes, creamy vanilla, and hints of toasty spice.
So it sounds like California Chardonnay is a completely different experience from the Burgundian style.
It is, and that's the beauty of Chardonnay.
Yeah.
It offers such a wide range of styles to suit different tastes and preferences.
Right.
Within California, you have regions like Napa Valley and Sonoma County,
mm-hmm,
which are renowned for producing exceptional Chardonnay.
So whether you're craving a crisp, mineral-driven Chablis or a lush, oaky Californian Chardonnay,
uh-huh,
there's a bottle out there waiting to be discovered.
Exactly. And don't forget about other exciting Chardonnay regions.
Holy.
Like Australia, New Zealand, Chile, and even South Africa.
Wow.
Each of these countries brings its own unique perspective to this versatile grape.
This has been such an eye-opening journey to the world of Chardonnay.
It has.
We've learned that it's the most planted white grape globally.
That's right.
It's incredibly adaptable to different terroirs.
Yeah.
And it offers a spectrum of flavors that can range from zesty citrus and crisp apple to luscious stone fruit, creamy vanilla, and toasty oak.
It really runs the gamut.
It does.
And most importantly, we've discovered that there's a Chardonnay out there for everyone.
I agree.
It's all about exploring and finding the styles that resonate with your palate.
I couldn't agree more. This deep dive has definitely inspired me to venture beyond my usual wine choices and embark on a Chardonnay adventure.
Awesome.
I encourage our listeners to do the same. Who knows, you might just uncover your new favorite wine.
That's right. Cheers to that.
Nice.
And remember, the world of wine is vast and ever-evolving.
That's true.
There's always something new to discover, and every sip is an opportunity to learn and appreciate the artistry behind each bottle.
Well said. Until next time, happy exploring.
Bye, everyone.